The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Tes. We learned the Mishnah on the end of Nun Chesem Abeis that says, Ein Moedidin Elamina Mumcha. The way Rashi explains, the one who does the medido, who measures the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos, has to be an expert in these measurements. Riba l'makam echad, Riba l'makam echad, mi l'makam acher. If, upon measuring, on one side, in one place he finds a longer measurement, and in another place he finds a shorter measurement, that means, for example, if he checked if the mumcha measured on the eastern side of the city, and he measured both in the northeastern area and the southeastern area, and in one place, let's say in the northeastern area, he got further to the east, then he ended up, when he measured to the eastern direction, in the southern, southeastern part of the city, then halach is shomin l'makom shariba. You go by the place where he got the larger measurement. The Gemara asks on the top of an testament aleph, on our daf, L'mokum shiriba in, l'mokum shemiyat loy. We only go by the place you got more, not the place you got less. Eimo af l'mokum shiriba. The Gemara answers, they even get to the place where he measured more, where he got the larger measurement. The Rashi learns that this means that he gets the larger measurement, and certainly included in that is the smaller measurement. In other words, we go by the larger measurement. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, and Tosfos says a whole different pshat. Tosfos says that the Gemara is asking Akasha, that why should it be that we go by the larger measurement and not by the smaller measurement? Maybe the smaller measurement is the accurate measurement. And Tosfos says that the Gemara's teretz says we even go by the Mokum Shariba, by the larger measurement. That does not mean we go exclusively by the larger measurement, but it means the Gemara is coming to say, or it's explaining that the Mishnah is coming to say, that we do not go exclusively by the smaller measurement, but we even go by the larger measurement. In other words, we work with both measurements that the Mumcha got. Both the larger measurement and the smaller measurement. In other words, what happens if he got a larger measurement in the northeastern part of the eastern side of the city, then larger than he got in the southeastern part of the eastern side of the city? We draw a diagonal line from the one measurement that he got to the second measurement that he got, and that is the Tchum Shabbos. That is how far one is allowed to go to the east of the city. So the limit of how far one would be allowed to go to this side of the city, if he's going in the southeastern part, it would not be as far as he's allowed to go if he goes on the northeastern side. Now, how is it possible that this could happen? That means that we are assuming that both measurements are correct, and therefore they are both accurate, and we go by both of them. How is that possible? So Tosfos explains, because we learned on Daf Nun Ches, in the previous Daf, that when one comes to a mountain in the middle of measuring the Tchum Shabbos, there are many complicated halachas as to how to measure the mountain. There's havla, kidurin, bedida yofa, many different rules. There's tel maslakah, sar mitaych kamisha. In the certain circumstances, one does take the slope into account. On the other circumstances, one does not take the slope of the mountain into account. And it can sometimes come out that in a place where there's a mountain, the accurate measurement is actually shorter. It would allow one to go to cover less ground than if one would measure in a place where the ground is straight, because one must take into account the slope of the mountain. And part of the incline, the mountain goes up and the mountain goes down, has to be counted towards the 2,000 amos, or at least the diagonal has to take that into account. And therefore, both measurements may be accurate, because it could be in the northeastern side, the land was flat, and that's why the mumcha got a larger measurement and got further to the east. And the southeastern side, the southeastern corner, there may have been mountains. Now, what is the halacha l'maisa? If we look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Tani Tasiv Ches, we will find that the Ramah brings down both opinions, the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Tosfos, which is also followed by the Rosh. Modad u'motza midosa b'mizrachus sefoynis. If he measured and he found his measurement in the northeast, yaseira al shekenegda b'mizrachus dromis, larger and longer than the measurement he got opposite it in the southeast, b'techa achut shol siman atchum mizelu zeh b'alachsen, harosh v'tur. The Rosh and the Tur paskin, that you make a diagonal line from one measurement to the next, and that is the limit of how far one can walk on Shabbos. V'yesh aymerin, and some say, says the Ramah, b'shovel if yamakam shiriba boy, the b'seis of b'shem Rashi v'Rashba, that the shtis Rashi is that one is allowed to go as far as the longer, the larger measurement got him. In other words, it does not draw a diagonal line between the longer measurement and the shorter measurement, but rather a straight line based on the larger measurement, and we completely disregard the shorter measurement, the smaller measurement that he made, and we have the right to assume that the larger measurement was the accurate measurement. Now this whole machlokes is in a case where we're not sure what happened. He measured in two places, and he got a larger measurement and a shorter measurement. Tosfos and the Rosh assume that both measurements are correct, and therefore we make a diagonal line between the two of them, and that is the extent of the Tchum Shabbos for people going to the eastern side, in the most case, of the city. And Rashi says that we have the right to assume that the larger measurement was the accurate one, and the shorter one was inaccurate, and we go by the larger measurement. Now what about a case where we know for sure that there are mountains, and that affects the Medida? Not a case where we are unsure, we got two measurements and we don't know what to make of it. But we can have a case where we know very clearly that on the eastern side of the city, in the southeastern part there are mountains, and the northeastern part it's a flat land, and the correct way to measure Tchum in the southeastern part would give you a shorter range, would not allow you to go as far as if you would go in the northeastern part. So the Nadabi Yehuda says, in the Tshuvas Nadabi Yehuda, he says that here even Rashi would agree to Tosfos and the Rosh, that we make a diagonal line. In other words, Rashi just holds that if we got two measurements and we don't know what to make of it, we don't have to assume or worry that maybe there are mountains in the southeastern part and therefore you are actually only allowed to go cover a shorter amount of ground there. But rather we have a right to say that the southeastern measurement, the shorter measurement was inaccurate and the larger measurement was accurate. But if we know that the facts are that there are mountains in one area and in other areas flat land, we have to work with both and we draw a diagonal line. And even Rashi would agree there will be no machlokes. The Bir HaGra is of the exact opposite opinion. He is of the opinion that the Tosfos over here is very shver, it's very difficult to understand, the opinion of Tosfos on the Rosh, and he feels that we always draw a straight line all the way across from the larger measurement, not only if we do not know if there are mountains, even if we do know that there are mountains, if we have a place where we can get an accurate measurement of 2,000 amos without mountains getting in the way, that is where we do the measurement, and that measurement covers for the whole side, for the whole eastern side. He learns that Tosfos and the Rosh are talking about a whole different case, where one measured on the eastern side of the city and the measurements came out one way, and on the western side of the city the measurements came out a different way, and the question is if we have to assume that one of the measurements was done inaccurately, or we could say that both were done accurately and this came out different on the two opposite sides of the city. However, if on one side of the city, if on the eastern side of the city, a measurement in the northern part got a little further, and the measurement in the southern part of the eastern side of the city got shorter, we go by the longer measurement. And even if we know for sure that there are mountains in the southeastern part of the city, in the southeastern side of the city, we do not worry about mountains. We go by the accurate measurement on the northeastern side, which got the actual 2,000 amos, without mountains getting in the way, and hills and valleys getting in the way, and that's the measurement we go by. And the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir HaLacha, he brings down this gra, and he passes it la halacha. He says that this is the halacha, that we go by the larger measurement. That even if we know for sure that there are mountains, there's a mountain range in one area, we do not worry about it. He says that there's a mefurish at the Sefta that supports the opinion of the Gra. The Sefta says, Hayu lefanav haru mishar. If he has in front of him a mountain and a straight area, Madid is a mishar, he measures the straight area, then this Skarni benefits from it. Umaniyach is a har. He disregards the mountain. He goes by the flat land. That is where we make the measurement. That means, if on the eastern side of the city, for example, part of it is mountainous and part of it is flat, you purposely make the measurement in the flat area. You get an accurate measurement of 2,000 amos, which according to the measurement of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which we have been going with in this parak, that comes out to about 3,500 feet, a little more than that. And that is how you draw your line, and you purposely do not make a measurement by the mountains where it will come out shorter. You're not obligated to measure over there, because on the flat land you got an accurate measurement. The system for measuring mountains is only when one is forced to do so, because he has no way to measure flat land. But if he has the opportunity to make an accurate measurement of flat land of 2,000 amos, that is the measurement that we make, and that is how we figure out the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. Now there's another similar case where such a machlekes takes place. The halach is, and this will be mefurish in the Gemara in Daf Samuch, that if one is measuring the 2,000 amos outside his city, and he bumps into another city, there's another city that is outside his city, it's not connected, it's not within the 141 amos, it's not within 250 feet of his city, the ribuas, the squared off areas of the cities do not overlap, there's no way to connect the cities, this second city is simply within the 2,000 amos of my city. So if the whole halach is that the whole second city, and we'll learn more about this on the Gemara, the Samuch and the Beis, we're not really going to delve into this too much, but if the second city, if the other city is completely absorbed within my 2,000 amas. That means, for example, if after I counted out 1,000 amas, I hit a second city, and that second city is only 500 amas long, when I get to the end of those 500 amas, that means I'm now 1,500 amas away from my city, I take the whole 500 amas of that city, and I treat it as if it's only 4 amas, because the city and ear is considered like 4 amas. Chashuva Kedal Amas is considered like 4 amas. The same way if someone starts off Shabbos in the city, that whole city is considered like they are 4 amas, and they only begin measuring the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos once they have left their city. So too, the same applies if one has a city that's completely swallowed up in his Tchum Shabbos, in the 2,000 amas of the Tchum Shabbos, that whole city is considered like 4 amas. So in the aforementioned example that we gave, if after 1,000 amas he hits a city, and that city is 500 amas long, the whole 500 amas are considered like 4 amas, and now instead of getting only 500 amas afterwards, he gets another 996 amas afterwards. And the sum total of how many amas he could walk out of his city in that direction is 2,496 amas, because those 500 amas, which are a city, are considered like 4 amas. Now let's say one lives in a very large city, and he's measuring, for example, to the eastern side of the city, and on the eastern side of the city there's a small town, which we'll say for our, we'll go with the same example, that it's 1,000 amas away from the city, and it's 500 amas long, but because it's a small town, it does not cover the whole eastern side of a large city. That means, for example, if you'd be measuring in the eastern direction from the large city in which you live, if you're measuring in the northern part of the eastern side of your city, you would hit this small town, and therefore your tchum would be extended another 496 amas in our example that we gave of a 500 amas long city. But if you'd be measuring the eastern, the tchum Shabbos to the eastern side of your city, of your large city, in the southern area of the eastern part of your city, you would not hit this small town, and you only get 2,000 amas. So what happens now? Do we say that the tchum Shabbos is actually different in the northern part than in the southern part? And somebody who walks out of the large city to the east, if he goes in the northern part and he goes through that small town, he is allowed to go the extra 496 amas. He gets 2,496 amas. But somebody who's walking out of the city on the eastern side of the city and he goes in the southern part where there's no town in the way, he's only allowed to go 2,000 amas. The tchum actually varies. Or do we say that there must be one straight line for the tchum Shabbos? It's not possible for it to vary from one place to another, and therefore the whole eastern side of the city benefits from this small town that appears opposite and is lined up with part of it. The whole eastern side of the city benefits. And anybody who walks out of the city towards the east, even if he does not go through that town, he does not cross paths with that town, he is allowed to go the full 2,496 amas. What is the halacha in this case? And this, as it should be obvious, is a very common case. They have a large city, you're measuring it from Shabbos. There are small towns, small suburbs outside. In most cases, suburbs are connected, but there are cases, one must always be careful, there are cases where the suburbs are not connected. And one would be able to apply the halacha of Kol Sabid Al Sabasev V'ir to treat each small town along the way as 4 amas. But the small towns are not opposite, they are not connected to the whole large city. What happens? So the Navi Yehuda, in the aforementioned Tshuva, he says that the tchum varies. If one goes, let's say, to the eastern side of the city and crosses through those small towns, then he gets the benefit of those small towns. Each one is considered like 4 amas. He gets to walk much farther. If one does not go through those small towns, and he goes through from the eastern side of the city in the area where there's no small towns, he does not get the benefit of those small towns, and he's only allowed to go exactly 2,000 amas. This is another Behuda going Shitase with his opinion, that everyone agrees, even Rashi agrees, to Tais and the Rosh, that the Kubistik, that the concept exists, that the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos might vary based on which part of that side of the city you're going, between going on the eastern side and the northeastern part or the southeastern part. The whole machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos is what to do if the mumcha, the expert, got two measurements and we don't know which is accurate. But if we know that this is accurate, there are two different measurements, there could be two different measurements. That is the case, that is the halacha. The Navi Yehuda's Talmud, the Baal Machaber Sefer Berurei Amidus, the Navi Yehuda had a Talmud who wrote a Sefer especially on Medidas HaTchumen. He argues on the Pesach from his Rebbe, the Navi Yehuda, and he feels that there always has to be the same measurement of 2,000 amas all the way across. And he says that even if you say that Rashi agrees, or even if you say that according to Tosfos and the Rosh, you feel that by mountain ranges, it could be that in some parts of the city, you get a larger 2,000 amas than others. That is only because by mountains, the way to measure 2,000 amas is different. This is the accurate 2,000 amas, the shorter amount that you get, because you do walk up and down the incline of the mountain. And therefore, that is the accurate 2,000 amas. As opposed to where there's flat land, the accurate 2,000 amas is much further. But over here, where one is 2,000 amas, and one is, for example, in our case, 2,496 amas, that cannot be. There cannot be such a measurement that actually comes out 2,000 in one place, and much more than 2,000 in a different place. And therefore, he feels that everyone would agree that you get the benefits of the larger measurement. And you say Kol Samidos Sefer Ir benefits the whole eastern side of the city, even the area which is not opposite the small towns, even if one does not walk through the small towns. La Halacha, the Shaar Tshuva, brings down the Nod Yehuda, and he seems to go with the La Halacha, that's the Shaar Tshuva in Siman Tov Ches. He paskins with the Halacha of Kol Samidos Sefer Ir, he brings down the Nod Yehuda and seems to paskin like that, that one only gets the benefits of the small towns along his way if he passes, if he crosses through them. However, the Chaznish, he makes mention of this Nod Yehuda, B'Shem brought down the Shaar Tshuva, B'Shem Nod Yehuda, and he vehemently disagrees. He feels that's very schwer, it's very difficult to understand. And he says that Halacha is like the Berurei Midas, that one gets the benefits of Kol Samidos Sefer Ir, one gets the benefits of the small towns along the way, all the way across that side of the large city, even in the area where the small towns don't exist, he's not walking through the small towns, he gets the benefits of them. The right way to make the measurement of the Tchumen is to make it where the small towns exist, and therefore get the largest possible Medidas HaTchumen, and then draw a straight line down, and that is the amount that one gets, no matter where he walks on this side of the city. And this is generally the accepted approach, how to measure Tchumen, with Kol Samidos Sefer Ir, to get the benefits all the way across, like the opinion of the Berurei Midas and the Chazon Ish. However, there was a Medidas Tchumen, a measurement of Tchumen that was made in Muncie a little more than 30 years ago, which had the involvement of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, Rabbi Moshe Neishler Zatzal, and they were machmer to do that Nod Yehuda. They advised people to walk, especially in the way where the Kol Samidos Sefer Ir existed, in order to be chayshish, in order to go with the opinion of Nod Yehuda as well.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.